one ha'ara. And really, the ha'ara is not so much related to today's daf, but it's negay all the shvuos that we've been learning, specifically shvuas eidecha. So just to begin, this is a foundational raid bite. I think it's kedai to revisit a gemara that we learned together a few days ago on daf mem amud aleph. So the Mishnah, right in the beginning of Perek Shvuas HaDayanim said, Hataina shtei kesef v'hahoida b'shove pruta. Mishnah was talking specifically about Shvuas Moedim HaMikzas and said that the only time there's a chiyuv Shvuas Deiraisa Moedim HaMikzas is if the taina is shtei kesef and the hoida is shove pruta. Now what hoida shove pruta means is self-explanatory. The nitva who's Moedim HaMikzas, the sheer hoida has to be a shove pruta. What does it mean that taina shtei kesef? That's a big machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Does it mean that tfiya has to be shtei kesef? Or does it mean the kfiras taina has to be shtei kesef? But regardless, hataina shtei kesef, the haidash of a pruta. So the Gemara in the middle of Daf Mem Amir Aleph said, Amir Av Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amir Shmuel. Or some have the Girsa, Amir Av Nachman Amir Shmuel. Loishanu, the only time it's true that there's halacha, that the taina has to be shtei kesef, there's a shear of how much the taina has to be. That's only the taina's milva v'haidah's life. That's when the malva's taina, you owe me X amount of money, and the loiva's moida, meaning it's a shvuas moida b'mikzas, aval taina's malva. But what would be if the malva tainas and the loiva wasn't moida? There's no moida b'mikzas, but rather the loiva is going to be chayav a shvua because the malva has an edechot supporting it. Meaning it's a case of shvua edechot. Then the halach is afilu loitanoi elu b'prutachai. Then there's no halach of a taina shtei kesef. Even if the whole taina was a shav pruta, that would be enough. So meaning, this that is a din of a taina shtei kesef, that's true by shvua smayda b'mikzas, but it's not true by shvua edechot. My time, what's the reason? So Rav Nachman quoting Shmuel said, because the pasuk says, lo yakum edechot be'ish, l'chol oven u'l'chol chatas. A pasuk in the Torah. And Chazal darshan, l'chol oven u'l'chol chatas who the enei kam, avul kamu l'shvua. That an eidecha doesn't have the ability to implicate oven and chatas. However, he could be mechay v'shvua. The time that we learned to the Brisa, komokim sh'shnayim mechay v'noisei mamoid, eidecha mechay v'shvua. Every time that two eidem ha-mechay v'mamon, eidecha is mechay v'shvua. Now, two eidem ha-mechay v'mamon, as long as it's a pruta, so two eidecha would be mechay v'shvua, even if all it is a pruta. So as much as it's true, it's a Mishnah, it's the opening halacha in Perek Shvuas HaDayanim, that Hataina Shtei Kesef, that's only true when it comes to Shvuas Moedim HaMikzas. But when it comes to Shvuas Eidechot, then the halacha is that even for a Shava Pruto, and the reason is because Kol Mokim Sheshnayim Mechayv Noisei Mamin Eid Echot Mechayv Shvua, and being that two Eidim are Mechayv Mamin, even if it's a Shava Pruto, so too an Eid Echot would be Mechayv Mamin only if it's a Shava Pruto. Rabbi Zalman in Evin Ozel, right in the beginning of Hilchas Toim V'Nitan, it's on the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchas Toim V'Nitan, he says that if you look carefully at this Gemara, it sounds like there are two Mekoyrois, there are two sources, how we know, that an Eid Echad is Mechaya Shvua. The Gemara said, it says, Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Oven U'L'chol Chatas. L'chol Oven U'L'chol Chatas Hu De'inai Kam, Avul kamu l'shvua, right? It's a drush. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chalavin u'l'chal chatas, avul kamu l'shvua. It's a drusha, then eid echad is mechay shvua. That's number one. Number two, v'tanya, it's a brais. Kol mokim sheshnai mechay v'noisei mamin, eid echad mechay v'shvua. Anytime two eidem are mechay v'mamin, in eid echad is mechay shvua. It sounds a little bit like these are two inyonim. You have a drasha. Lo yakum eidecha beish l'chalavin u'l'chal chatas. Again, l'chalavin u'l'chal chatas hu de'ina kam av l'kamu l'shvua. That's one. Two is kol mokam sheshnai mechay v'noisei mamin. Eidecha mechay v'shvua. Now says Rabbi Zalman, you're going to tell me it's not two drashas. It's one halacha. There's a drasha and a braisa that's being mefarish, the drasha, right? The drasha is lo yakum eidecha beish l'chalavin u'l'chal chatas. What do we learn from here? That an eidecha can't be mechayev oven v'chatos, but it could be mechayev shvua. And then the braisa is being marchiv it a little bit. The braisa is saying, kol mokim sheshnai mechayev enoisei mamin, eidecha mechayev shvua. But Rabbi Zalman said that if you take a look at the Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Toim V'Nitan, from the Rambam it's not mashma that way. The Rambam says like this, I'm picking it up in the middle of the halacha. V'chein, im kofar ba'koil. If somebody would be a kofar ha'koil, v'amar, and he would say, lo yhoyu dvarim e'oilam. And he would say, lo yhoyu dvarim e'oilam. regarding a tefillah. But there's an erecha that says not loy hayu dvar meyaylam, but shehayu, meaning hayu dvar meyaylam. Hareiz enish b'minat Torah. They need to ask the swear shvur day raisa. Says the Rambam, mipi ashmu alamdu shekom makim sheshnayim mechayven oisay mamin echad mechayven shvur. There's a mipia shmur that any time two edom are mechayiv mamin and echad is mechayiv shvur. The chein lamdu, says the Rambam, Chazal also learned mipia shmur sheid echad l'chol avinu l'chol chatasein oikam avol kamhu l'shvur. So the Rambam brings both of these ideas. Lo yokim ed echad be'ish l'chol avinu l'chol chatas avol kamhu l'shvur and komokim sheshnayim mechayiv noisim mamin ed echad mechayiv oisim shvur. But says Rabbi Sazalman, you have to be medayik the Rambam. The Rambam first brought mipia shmur lamdu shekomokim sheshnayim mechayiv noisim and afterwards he brought the drasha of layakum et echad beish l'chalav and l'chal chatas avol kamu l'shvur. If the Rambam held that the b'raisa of komakam sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamin et echad mechayv eshvur is just the pirish of the drasha, then how did he bring the pirish of the drasha before he brought the drasha? The Gemara first brings the drasha and then says v'tanya. So from the Gemara, you could say that the Vatanya is just being mefarish the drasha. It's just an expansive version of this drasha. But the Rambam brought it in the reverse order. The Rambam first said, "Mipiyah shmu alamdu shakamakam sheshnayim mechayv enoisim mam and echad mechayv eshvo." And then afterwards, the Rambam said, "V'chein lamdu mipiyah shvo she'id echad l'chalavin l'chal chatasein akam avakam l'shvo." Which sounds like these are two independent mipiyah shvoas. And for character, mipia shmua of komakim sheshnayim mechayven oisim mamin echad mechayven oisim shvur really has nothing to do with the drasha. There's a mipia shmua of komakim sheshnayim mechayven oisim mamin echad mechayven oisim shvur, and there's also a drasha of leyakim and echad ish lechalavin ulechol katas. Now, what is the mipia shmua of this brayso if it's not the pirish of the drasha? Says Rabbi Zalman, lechayre it's a halacha lemoish misinai, it's a hilchasa. Mipia shmua, the Rambam sometimes refers to that as being a hilchasa. And l'chayr does state on the Rambam that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that in eidachar is mechayiv shvua based on the hilchasa, the mipia shmua of kol makam sheshnai mechayiv noisim momen eidachar mechayiv noisim shvua. Additionally, there's a droshes chazal of l'yokum eidachar b'ish l'chalavin l'chalchatas. L'chalavin l'chalchatas u'deinu kam avu kamu l'shmua. And if that's the case, Zokter b'sazalman, we have to figure out, why do we need two drashas to explain the same thing? Why do I need a mipia shmua of komakim sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamin enechem mechayv enoisei shvua? And why do we also need a drash of layakum enechem vishal chalavin l'chal chatas l'chalavin l'chal chatas hu de'enoi kam avul kam hu l'shvua? Now the truth is like this. Rabbi Zalman doesn't quote this, but really, the Noi Debi Yehuda in a classic drasha, and this is in Evin Ezer, it's in Madura Tinyana, it's Simen Ayin Vav, addresses half of this conundrum. And that is, now Yehuda mutches a little bit, that why would Chazal moistif this line of komakim sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamin et echad mechayv oisei shvo? It says, v'yakim et echad v'ish l'chal avinu l'chal chatas. L'chal avinu l'chal chatas hu de'inai kam avol kamu l'shmo v'tanya. And we learned in the price, komakim sheshnayim mechayv enoisei mamin et echad mechayv oisei shvo. What's that second part? Meaning, for sure there's these two things. Rabbi Zalman was medayik in the Rambam that the second one even comes before the first. They're both independent of each other. But for sure, Chazal weren't just tefriden with the drasha. They brought the drasha that in Erechot has come l'shvur, but then they were moisif on that. V'tanya, komokim sheshnai mechai v'noisei mamin, Erechot mechai v'shvur. And the Rebbe Yehuda in the tshuva is mayrich a little bit. What was the purpose of that hoisafa? And the Rebbe Yehuda says three things that all nifla. I think it's kedai to mention all three of them very quickly. The first thing the Rebbe Yehuda says is in the cheshbon of the Gemara, it's pasha why the Gemara brought it. Because what was the whole point of the Gemara? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. This that is halacha v'taymish de kesef, that's only true by moida b'miktsas. But when it comes to shvuah seidecha, not. Why? So says the Rebbe Yehuda, you're going to tell me because it says a drash le'yakim edecha be'ish, avu kamu l'shvuah. Maybe the kamu l'shvua of an eidechad is like shvuas moed b'miktsas. And just like shvuas moed b'miktsas requires a tainah shtei kesef, maybe for shvuas eidechad you would also need a tainah shtei kesef. The punchline says the Noida B'Yuda in Cheshbon of the Gemara is the Vatanya, it's the Braisa. Komokim Sheshnaim Mechaive Noisei Momin, Eidecha Mechaive Shvua. Now, Shnaim Mechaive Momin, as long as it's a Shavu Pruta, even if you don't have a Taina Shtei Kesef. That's why Shvua Seidecha would be on a Shavu Pruta, even if you don't have a Taina Shtei Kesef. So says the Noida B'Yuda in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, Gufa, you understand why we need this Braisa. And Fakert, that's the answer. The first simplest answer, and it jumps off the page in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, is because Chazal wanted to teach us that Shvua Seidechot is true even if you don't have a Taina Shtei Kesef. Where do you see that? You see that in the Braisa. You don't see that in the Drasha. If all I had was the Drasha of Layakim Eidechot Be'ish, I would come with Shvua. So I would think that maybe Shvua Seidechot is Meshubit to the Halachas of Shvua Seidechot Be'mixas. Right? One of the things we saw is we learn Shvua Seidechot from Shvua Seidechot, from Shvua Seidechot Be'mixas, right? They all learn and teach us things that apply to some of the other shvuos. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But there's precedent for this. So you could have thought that if there's a din by shvuos might be mixas, they need a taina shtei kesef, maybe shvuos eidechot would be the same way. But the point is, the brais is what teaches us that the halach is komakim sheshnayim mechayv enoy samam and afilu shavu pruta eidechot mechayv shvuos. This is not something that you would have known without the brais. So it says, and I believe that's pashut, that would be the first reason why you need the brais. He says another reason. He says, we know the halach is Nimtza echad mehem karav epasel edusim b'teil. If you have two eidim that walk into Beis Din, and one of them is found to be a karav epasel, so it knocks out the eidus, right? That's easy. Now you only have one eid. If you have three eidim that walk into Beis Din, and one of them is found to be a karav epasel, knocks out the eidus. You have 100 eidim that walk into Beis Din, and one of them is found to be a karav epasel, what's the halacha? Edusim b'teil. The Rishonim discuss, what would be if you have two Eidim that walk into Beis Din and one of them is found to be a Karav Apostle, Edus and Betel, right? The one Eid Echad that's still standing, could he be Mechayev Shvua or could he not be Mechayev Shvua? This is a noise in the Rishonim in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Markus. They discuss this very much. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, what would be the Svara that the Eid Echad should not be able to be Mechayev Shvua? Why not? Why not? Eid Echad is always Mechayev Shvua. So right now, you have an Eid Echad standing. So if there's an Eid Echad that's standing, why should the Eid Echad not be able to be Mechayev Shvua? Chayev should be able to be Mechayev Shvua. Says the Noida B'Yehuda. You know what I think the Pshat is? I think the Pshat is, you ready? Because Kol Mokoyim She Shnayim Mechayev Enoysoy Momin Eid Echad Mechayev Shvua. Says the Noida B'Yehuda. The Pashtus is, that's a drosha, that's Marba. It's marba to koyach in eidecha. That even though the eidecha, when it comes to mammon, is a nothing, but he's not a nothing. All of a sudden, he's a fine balabas. He's a something. He has the ability to be mechayev shvua. Abba says, I think that this braisa, just like it's marba eidecha, it's also memayir eidecha. How is it memayir eidecha? Because you know what the halacha of an eidecha is? Whenever two would be Mechayev Mamin and one could be Mechayev Shvua. So says the Nabi, what would be if three Eidim walked into Beis Din and one of them was found to be Apostle? You'd be left with two. Those two, could they be Mechayev Mamin? No. Why not? Two could always be Mechayev Mamin. The reason is because they were once part of three. And the third guy got clipped. So because the third guy got knocked out, so now these two can't be Mechayev Mamin. If that's true, the same is going to be emes for an Eid Echad, who was once part of two, being that he's now no longer part of two, as an Eid Echad, he won't be able to be Mechayev Shvua. Just like the two that were part of three can't be Mechayev Mamin because they were once part of three and one of them was found to be Karav Apostle, so too the one that was once part of two won't be able to be Mechayev Shvua because he was once part of a two where it was Nimtza Echamim Karav Apostle. In the words, in Lashonei Azov, Shala Noida B'Yehuda, this Braisa of Kol Mokim Sheshnayim Mechayev Enoysa Mamin Eirecha Mechayev Shvua, Yesh Bozet Tzad HaBoyne V'Gam Tzad HaSoyser. Those were his words. Tzad haboyne, there's a riboy that an eid echad can be mechayev shvua. Obisado eichad tzad asoyser. What's the tzad asoyser? The tzad asoyser is that v'shteito eichad is that where two can't be mechayev mamin, the parallel case, and echad won't be mechayev shvua. He says this is the makar to those rishonim. This is classic Noida B'Yehuda. This is the makar that the rishonim who hold that an Eid Echad can't be Mechayev Shvua when he was once part of the, why not? Why can't he be Mechayev Shvua? It's because the whole Koyach in Eid Echad is dumy to Shnei Eidim. And Shnei Eidim Mechayev Gavna, where they were once part of three and one was found to be Karav Apostle, can't be Mechayev Mamon. So to an Eid Echad that was once part of two, won't right now be able to be Mechayev Shvua. He said, that's the second reason why I think why I think there has to be a b'raisa on top of the drasha to bring out this idea that Echad can't be Mechayu Shvuah if he was once part of two, where it was Nimsa Echamim Karav Apostle. But then the Na'iv Yehuda says a third reason, and this is Mamish Nifl, and if you think about this, it's actually bothered me very much. And Na'iv Yehuda asks it, and he brings this out very, very stark, and that is, in Eid Echad is Mechayu Shvuah, right? When is in Eid Echad Mechayu Shvuah? Is one time in Eid Echad is Mechayu Shvuah. Mom, that's the only time in Eid Echad can be Mechayu Shvuah, right? What would be if an Eid Echad goes over to a woman and says, you're married? She says, what are you talking about? I never got married. She says, no, I was at your chasana. I saw two Eidim. There was a whole wedding. There was a band. There was a smorgasbord. There was everything there. You got married. She says, I never got married. What's the halacha? The halacha is she's not married, right? She has an ability to be machshin Echad. Eid Echad can't come and tell you you're married, right? It's pashut. The halacha is, says the Na'iv Yehuda, she's going to be Naman. And if you're not sure, he says, I'm Kedushin Daf Samachay. It's enough in the Gemara. That's the way it is. Now, just to be clear, that's Pasha. Kedushin needs two Eidim, right? Needs Eidus L'Kiyumei. It's not a Kedushin unless you have two Eidim. Just like Kedushin requires a Chosin, and requires a Kala, and requires a ring. It requires, doesn't require Masad the Kedushin. It requires, however, two Eidim, right? That's something that's necessary. Without two Eidim, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. But we're not discussing when Eid Echad says, I witnessed the Kedushin as an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad would say, I was at your chasana, there were 500 people there, and you're married, and he tells it to Bezin, and she says it's not true, it's possible she's going to be considered a plur. Freit in Eid Yudah, I don't understand it. She should be chayiv shvu deiraisa. She should have to swear that she's not married. What's going on over here? Why? It says in the Torah, Lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avinu l'chol chatos. L'chol avinu l'chol chatos u'deinu kamavu kamu l'shvua. I don't know. It sounds like she always, any time an eid echad implicates you should have to swear. If an eid echad walks into Bez and it says, I know this person eid chazer. In the law, there were two eidim and there was Asra and everything. And right now he deserves Malchus. I don't deserve Malchus. Swear shvua deiraisa. An Eid Echad should be able to be mechayev a shvu deiraisa for dina nefash. Okay, you'd have to work out all the nuances of all the cases. But the bottom line is what's going on over here? How come the only time I ever in my whole life heard of shvu Eid Echad was regarding mamon? Where does it say the word mamon? It says, lo yakum Eid Echad b'ish l'chal avinu l'chal katas, as opposed to shvua. Okay, so he can always be mechayev shvua. Who made Shvua Eid Echad all about mom? It's the most simple kasha in the world. I hold Chazal. We're bothered by this. And that's why they said Vitanya. They threw in the Braisa. And the Braisa was, that's the pirush of the drasha. Now why? I hear Arvach Arvat Tzarech a little bit, right? Because Hagufa Kasha. How did the Braisa know that? But does state on that Braisa? The Kasha is, what do I need a Braisa for? It says, what do I need it for? Says the Na'iv Yehuda, three reasons. Number one, it's negated the Sugyan Shvuas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we just learned a few days ago. And that is, Atainish De Kesef is true by Shvuas Ma'id Bemix, it's not true by Shvuas Eid Echad. Why not? We should learn Shvuas Eid Echad and Shvuas Ma'id B'Mikzas. That's the Torah says, because Kamak and Shishnaim Mechayvin Oisei Mamin, and Shishnaim Mechayvin Mamin, Afilu B'Shavu Pruta, so to Eid Echad is going to be Mechay Shvuas, as long as it's a Shavu Pruta. Number two says, you want to know why you can't just have Le'yakim Eid Echad B'Shavu Chalom and Chalchata, that you need Kamak Shishnaim Mechayvin Oisei Mamin, Mechayvin Oisei Shvuas, because it's also in Negeya, the flip side, where Eid Echad is not going to be Neman. Not just the tzad aboyna, the tzad asoyser. It's negeya. What would be if you had two eidim? One was found to be karev apostle. Could the one eid that's standing, could he be mechaya shvua? Big shailin the rishonim. Yesh loyma, the mekar to those rishonim who hold no, is based on komokim sheshnai mechaya v'noise moment. And if the two were remaining from a three, they couldn't be mechaya moment. That's the halach of nimtza echmeim karev apostle edusim betela. So too, if one is remaining of two, he won't be able to be mechaya shvua. And the third reason, says the Na'iv Yehuda, is why is it that this halach of shvua zeidachar is only in a gay moment. Don't state on that braisa. It's shkomach shnayim b'chayim b'nayis moment. And that's when it comes to kedushin, or if it comes to any other ear in halacha, you're not going to find this concept of shuah zedach. Now the context of this shuah zedach behuda is epic. Can't go through it now, but it's a classic story where somebody, an Eidach claims somebody was married, and Yehuda went to work, and when Yehuda rolls his sleeves up, it's game over, and it's just not shaykh what was going on in that shuva. But this only explains half of the equation. And that is, that if there's a drasha of Layakum Eid Echad B'Shul Chalom V'Chol Chatos, what's this braisa being moisif? Kamokim Sheshnayim Mechayim, it's a fancy braisa, but what do I need it for? Na'iv Yehuda already told us there's three reasons. But Rabbi Sazama was medayik in the Rambam that really the Braisa in it of itself was an independent mipi Shmua of the drasha. And in the words of a Sazalman, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. He learned it up in the Rambam because the Rambam brought the Braisa first and the drasha second. And he brings each one as its own mipi Shmua. And Rabbi Sazalman, who wrote one of the classic contemporary commentaries on the Rambam, the Evan Ozel, multiple volumes, felt this was a stark dig in the Rambam. That the Rambam must have held Kamak Shnei B'chaim Reisim Mamin was like an independent Halacha L'Moshe Misina. And if that's the case, if I already know Kamakim Shnei B'chaim Reisim Mamin Eirech B'chaim Reisim Shvua, then what do I need a drasha for? Of Layakim Eirech B'ish L'Chalavan L'Chol Chatas. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, then why do I need a drasha? Rabbi Sazalman brings a mahalach that he heard from his enakel. I heard recently from a guy in Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman Shlita that the enikel that Rabbi Sazalman's quoting in this shtickle was his enikel Rabbi Shneir Kotler, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Beis Medrash Gevaya. What exactly his mahalach was is something that Be'ezer Hashem will talk about in tomorrow's reading.